Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Kravec. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Kravec. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Howard. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Pulleo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulleo. And now, play ball. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Pulleo covering, for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Sandberg moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sandberg scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Moreland moves to second. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Giles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kravec scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Giles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Kravec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravec hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first, with Pulio covering, for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into Baylor who tags Moreland trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Ken Kravec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravec is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravec hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to third for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field. Durham picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Durham. Foster moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to third. One out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy misplays the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Foster scores. Giles moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Charlie Pulio. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Morales reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson scores. Morales moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Mets, 5. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Ken Kravec. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Proley now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Two outs. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball towards center. Morales catches it and throws to first to double up Wilson. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Foster is chasing the ball. Durham rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Moreland strikes out. 1 out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Foster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foster. Thompson moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. 2 outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer pinch hits for Mike Proley. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-4 in the game. Wills bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. 1 out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive towards short. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Bowen now playing shortstop. Junior Kennedy now playing second base. Jody Davis now catching. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Leesme Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Ron Gardenhire pinch runs for Rusty Staub. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.